Daily Spiration, Wednesday the 6th of August. I haven't made one of these podcasts for ages. Life has been very busy for me. At the beginning of the year, I had a 3.5 month sabbatical in the Caribbean. Then I came back and joined one of the most exciting companies I've ever known and have spent the last 2 months building up my business with them. All that coupled with the birth of my first grandchild, a beautiful baby boy named Levi, has meant that some of my projects had to be put on the back burner. Well, Daily Spiration is back, and my plan is to talk incessantly about how to create optimum health and more wealth for myself and others. One of the things I've discovered through years of working as a relationship coach is that many people are stuck in mindsets or situations that they feel they cannot escape. I believe that by examining our thought processes and following a good plan of action, anyone can build a better life. I invite you to join me over the next weeks and months as we explore these possibilities. So how did I manage to pull off a 3.5 month sabbatical in the Caribbean? It all started when I went on a coaching course 2 years ago. One of the exercises we were given was to write a letter to ourselves now, from ourselves about 10 years in the future. What would you say to yourself if you had the opportunity to write a letter and send it back to yourself in the past? I found myself writing about an exciting life lived, travelling and doing mostly things I love. When I came to read it back, I felt a moment of intense sadness. I felt it was like a pipe dream. I wasn't really going to spend winters in St. Lucia, was I? Then the thought arose. Well, why not? I knew other people who did. Once planted, the seed grew and grew until, following a reconnaissance trip in 2013, I took my 2 younger children out of school this January and brought them on a journey of discovery to their grandparents' home island in the sun. For 99 days, we had a ball. I'm not suggesting that everyone wants to take off and live on the other side of the world the way we did, but I do think that life is too short not to go after the things we really, really want, while we still can. What are your dreams? Tomorrow, I will be talking about the amazing global company I've become a part of, which has helped millions of ordinary people, like you and I, achieve their goals. Thank you for being here today. This is Marla Bishop with the relaunch of Daily Spirations. Bye for now.